Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
A lot of change that has happened over the past, not even just a few weeks or few months, but actually over the past year, the whole change has been happening. And here to talk to us all about it from Newton Solicitors is Paul Hargreaves. Hello, Paul.
Hello. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what change we're talking about, because it could be somebody changing their shoes, it could be someone changing their job, but these are big changes we're going to be talking.
They are. I'm also talking so much about legal changes, but it's more on attitudes, especially in the workplace, and how this has impacted a sort of a cultural change almost. Over the last few years, we've gone through a very significant recession, the credit crunch, and over the last few years have seen recovery. This year we had Brexit in June, recently in the United States we've had the election of Donald Trump, things that would have been considered unlikely in Mr. Trump's election, as predicted in The Simpsons 16 years ago, inconceivable.
Mm. And there has been, I think you're right, that some of the feels like a lot of the work that's been done to sort of change opinions or look at things differently over the past couple of decades, this year has just been, you know, caution to the wind. It's gone, it feels like it's had a real back turn. I guess that depends which side you're on, but, it, you know.
There seems to be a backlash. Exactly. At the end of August, the Select Committee came out with reports about increasing pregnancy and maternity discrimination, how it had gone up, and suggestions that the figures were at levels that hadn't been seen for 10, 20 years.
Just tell me what exactly pregnancy discrimination means. So is it not giving somebody a job because they could become pregnant, or is it the treatment that that lady would receive when she is pregnant?
There is a protection for, essentially, this is for people in work. So this was largely looking at women who were unemployed and who were taking time off for the maternity leave, to have children, and they were expressing a change in the attitudes towards them. A lot of them felt they were being suffered from terms of promotions, often being picked for redundancy, the attitude and the work they were given was not as good as it had been. There's always been an extent of this, and there's probably, from an employer's perspective, when someone goes on maternity leave, it can be an inconvenience for them. They're losing often a key member of staff. Mm-hmm. And from the woman's perspective, even for a man who's having a family, you know, attitudes change, their priorities change. They have a young family, they've got other commitments, and they're taken away from the workplace for a while. When they return, they feel that attitudes to them may change as well. But there seems to have been increase, at least in the reporting, of more obviously, as I say, there was detrimental treatment. 11% of women surveyed in the Women's Inequalities Commission report had said they'd suffered dismissal or detrimental treatment on the return to work. And that was figures, I think, not seen since the early 90s, 80s. Again, could be more reporting. But we've also come off the back of a recession. Employers are perhaps now, this is not generalised, but certain small employers, perhaps with the seeing the drops in claims, are perhaps slightly more cavalier in their attitude. And perhaps because of the pressures they've been under over the last few years, are less tolerant to the change than they had been before.
What other changes have you seen? So, you know, we've talked about pregnancy discrimination. There's been some attitude changes. Any other things that you think have, the figures or stuff that you have noticed that you think this is all part of a bit of a change in attitude?
Well, I've just in a practicing level, and this work in North Yorkshire and Durham, have seen more employees coming forward with complaints about racial comments being made, women perhaps more sexist comments made than that I was getting 5 years ago. It's almost like we've taken a step back. Mm. People have or a perception that, you know, this is perhaps more acceptable than it had been. Certainly 6, 7, 8 years ago, before the recession hit, I was finding it personally very rare to see that sort of complaint, you know, when acting on either side.
And now it's come back.
But now it's almost a sort of, in certain cases, I'd be wrong to say everywhere, but the certain cases I'm seeing more almost a brash or cavalier attitude, which has been echoed, as I say, politically. If you look at the American campaign, presidential election campaign, comments were made you wouldn't have expected politicians to go anywhere near. And you had similar things with Brexit. Comments you thought, oh, yeah, That doesn't sound politically correct. But comments have been made more publicly that just hadn't been made before. Mm. I suppose the caution is, from an employment perspective, your clients are saying, you're saying people said what to them? Or if you're on the employee side, from a claim perspective, as a lawyer, you're saying, God, I haven't had such a clear-cut claim for so long.
So what would your advice be, both to employers and employees?
Well, from the employer perspective, you may hear stories of claims going down. You may see that there's almost a fight back against employee rights, if you perceive that from Brexit. Reality is, the law hasn't changed. I can't see it changing in the near future. I don't believe that any government is going to reduce discrimination protection, especially in view of what's happening.
No.
And as these issues become more highlighted, you're going to have to go back and say, the situation hasn't changed. We need to have our policies. We need to make our managers, our staff aware that such behaviour is not acceptable. And if it happens, stamp it out. Because employers, you are not only, obviously, you not have to discriminate, you're liable for the actions of your managers and the other employees. So you've got to still be very conscious of it. And if you have a problem, either take advice, you can see a solicitor, go to ACAS. But don't let situations drift. From an employee perspective, if you feel you're being treated badly, you do have protections there. Do seek advice. Don't let situations drift. Don't let a situation get so bad that it affects your health, because it's much more difficult to recover. Deal with it.
Hmm.
Raise your grievance, take advice, and do so before it gets too bad.
Paul Hargreaves, thank you very much. Some really good advice for people who may be encountering this more than they would have thought they would have done 10 or so years ago. We've had a lot of change, and that is being reflected, unfortunately. So, Paul, from Newton Solicitors, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.